Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, congratulations, you made it halfway through another delicious week, and we are so thrilled to be helping you officially commence the season of Oktoberfest. And when we're thinking about the temperatures cooling down a bit, yeah, right, we'll get to that in a minute. And when we're thinking about shifting from summer to fall, we're thinking about Oktoberfest, and the destination for our delicious broadcast for this entire hour is Bar Passé on 4th Avenue between 6th and 7th Street. This place is all about sausages and suds. In fact, our good friend Cade Mislinski has got a special rolled out for you. He is starting the Oktoberfest celebrations with a local pork bratwurst or veggie bratwurst, but if you are a vegetarian, you're probably not listening to this show. With all the fixings, it comes with a side of German potato salad and a draft spotten Oktoberfest beer, all for only $10. Get your tails over here to Bar Passé and help us celebrate Oktoberfest in style. Well, fellow foodies, speaking of celebrating Oktoberfest in style, there's one guy in this community who can hoist a mug like none other. He looks all year long forward to the season of Oktoberfest. He is certainly no stranger to our audience, because wherever there is a beer pairing dinner, there is no question that he is at the center of the plate. He is the craft specialist for the Hensley Beverage Company. Put your hands together for my good friend, Sherwood Alger. What's going on, Sherwood?
Hello, Matt. Thank you so much for having me. I feel a little bit humbled now being surrounded. I know the actual audience can't see this, but I'm surrounded by a host of some pretty amazing chefs. And also Ben Forbes, a close personal friend of mine.
I didn't know Ben Forbes had any friends. I mean, I appreciate sausage sophisticate Ben Forbes is here. In fact, I would say if something were to happen, oh, my goodness, Danny Plattner from Sunstream Mortgage just walked in. And Sabrina Plattner, downtown Sabrina Brown, is in the house.
Hey.
Well, check this out. If something were to happen right here, right now, and I'm not meaning in a good way, the future of the Tucson culinary scene would be at great risk, because we've got Devin Sanner here from the Carriage House. We've got Gary Hickey from Flores Concepts, who calls Charo Steak home. We've got sausage sophisticate Ben Forbes here. We have the Iron Chef of Tucson, Travis Peters, is in the house. We have returning celebrity co-host John Farlow is here. We're surrounded by celebrities.
It's fantastic. I couldn't wish for anything more.
Well, let's get back to why we're here. We're here to celebrate the old world beer customs. Let us hoist a glass of a beer that you know a thing or two about. Let's say happy Oktoberfest. Take a big tug here and then talk a little bit about this season.
Yes, cheers. We are enjoying a fresh Spaten Oktoberfest. So basically, Spaten Brewery has been around for about 620 years. The Spaten Oktoberfest we are currently drinking has only been around for just over 100 plus years. The mayor of Munich has always been charged with trying to tap the beer within two slams of the hammer. If anything more than that, he may not get reelected in Munich. There's quite a bit of a pull based on if he's going to get reelected or not. How well he actually taps this keg. So as the reason we're starting the Oktoberfest right now, yes, it's not October, but true Oktoberfest in Germany starts in mid-September. So as Matt Russell, the reason he probably chose this time is exactly when Oktoberfest is starting.
I mean, our listeners demand authenticity, Sherwood Alger, and we're going to do it like they do in Germany. We're going to be celebrating Oktoberfest starting in the middle of September. Now, look, we have taken this beer drinking experience seriously. The mug, the vessel of the Spaten Oktoberfest is just as important as what's inside, right? I mean, you don't serve this in an imperial pint glass. You don't serve this in a snifter. You bring up German Stein.
A phenomenal point. I actually went through quite a bit to procure these particular style glassware for this explicit event. They're actually going to be running this through the first week of October. So you guys can come anytime from now until, I believe, October 4th to get any one of the bratwurst that Matt Russell mentioned with a pint of the Spaten Oktoberfest for only $10.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. And I'm looking at one of the brats right now, a dragoon brat, actually made with local pork and also the spent grain from the Dragoon Brewing Company. I mean, that's local spirit and surround sound all coming together in a sausage. I mean, pinch me, Sherwood Alger.
Yeah, it is a phenomenal.
I mean, no, literally pinch me. I'm not just saying it. That. But no, I absolutely love this whole style and this whole spirit. We talked about the traditions of the Spaten Oktoberfest. Let's talk a little bit about the taste. So when we're thinking about old world styles of beer, when we're thinking about that kind of that cultural appreciation for what suds look like over in the motherland, talk to us a little bit about what we mean by that.
Great. So I'll give you a brief history on, where the whole Marzen style / Oktoberfest, actually came about. So pre-refrigeration and around the entire planet, actually, they made beers in March, which Marzen stands for March. That was the latest coldest month that they can actually brew a beer without, taking the environment into effect where the heat may, not be perfect towards fermentation,
right.
And they would bury it in caves, pack it with ice, and just forget about it until the celebratory time of October when it started to be cool again to kind of release those beers. Now whatever they brewed in March, they had to last in the rest of the year, so I'm sure a little bit would be broken out in summertime, but for the most part they'd break it open again in October to really celebrate the changing of seasons. That's why a lot of people have there's a misnomer there with, is it an Oktoberfest or is it a Marzen style? Essentially it's the same thing. They're all before refrigeration, they couldn't really drink it before October.
And what I love about this style of beer is, and we're going to be trying these, we're going to be putting these bold words to the test here a little bit later on in the show, but what I love about this style, this Marzen style of beer, is it plays really well with food. It's a natural pairing for the kinds of sausages that we're going to be experiencing. I mean, it stands up to the savoriness of those sausages without overpowering.
You're exactly right. I mean, the fact that they can even make sausage with the spent grain shows that the malt is the most important thing showing through and being highlighted within a Marzen / Oktoberfest style beer. There's little to no hop presence in this. The noble hops that they use traditionally in this beer, especially in the Spaten Oktoberfest, are very low alpha acid. They really focus on the malt bill. There's a little bit more of that caramelized sugar flavor.
You get it
from the Hue, the SRM, as we call it, the standard reference method. It's basically a standard reference method of color, basically. A zero would be completely clear, 40 would be completely black. So you can tell a lot by that, and it's usually traditionally between 5% and 6% alcohol. Very low IBU, which stands for International Brewing Units. I'm sure your listeners are pretty well educated on that. So.
They do. Anyway, we're talking to Sherwood Alger from the Hensley Beverage Company. He's our celebrity co-host for the entire hour in this live Oktoberfest broadcast. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, all of the celebrity chefs in town are in the house talking about the Gastronomic Union of Tucson. You don't want to miss one beat. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. with a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live in this Oktoberfest edition from Bar Passé on 4th Avenue between 6th and 7th Street. Again, you get a local pork brat or veggie brat with all the associated garnish, side of German potato salad or chips, and a draft spaten Oktoberfest, the only beer that goes great with these ska sausages. Only $10. Oktoberfest is getting underway right now, and we've got Sherwood Alger here from Hensley Beverage Company as our celebrity co-host, working his way through that stein of beer like a champion. Look at you go.
Yes, sir. I really look forward to this time of year. You know, having just recently moved here from New England, I always look forward to the change of seasons. You really see that with the four seasons here in Arizona.
Yes.
We are so blessed to really only have two seasons. It's either really hot or just amazing.
Exactly.
I've never looked back. I moved here about 5 years ago, and I love Tucson. I'm never living anywhere else.
You know, blessings abound here in southern Arizona, and one of the reasons why I consider myself to be richly blessed is we live in a food town.
Oh, yeah.
We are so righteously blessed by so many hardworking men and women that really consider it a privilege of themselves to serve this community a way that you cannot be served anywhere else, and they had this idea to kind of get together and create this collaborative, because it's not all about each of them as individuals. It's about what can manifest when they all come together. And these guys put together something called the Gastronomic Union of Tucson. And we have two of their pioneering members from the Carriage House, Chef Devin Sanner, and from Flores Concepts, mostly making his time at Charo Steak, Gary Hickey. How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Good.
Two incredible chefs here.
Matt, thank you so much for having us on.
So excited to have you on, and your inaugural appearance on the Menu Live as well. I mean, this is
indeed a
milestone moment for me interviewing you. I'm a little nervous. Well, I mean, you're Devin Satter, for crying out loud.
Well, fantastic to be here.
Well,
thank you so
tell
much.
Tell me how this whole Gastronomic Union of Tucson idea first got started, because I think it's cool.
Well, in December of 2015, Tucson was recognized by the United Nations Economic, Social, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, as a world city of gastronomy.
Right.
And they're the ones that designate the World Heritage Sites. And this was recognition for Tucson having the longest continuously cultivated land in the Americas, 4,000-year agricultural history, and having one of the most robust community food bank programs in the country, and for being having one of the first world seed banks in the world, in the native seed search. And, of course, for the culinary scene here that we represent. And so we were inspired by all of these things as a group of chefs to follow the great culinary traditions of Antoine Carême and start a Facebook group. And so Chef O.B. Heinemann from the Mountain Oyster Club started this little page for us to catch and share, you know, culinary secrets and blacklisted employees. And then we decided, you know, this really isn't enough. This is something that for a number of us, wherever we came from, this profession has really saved our lives, this culinary Cosa Nostra race. And so we decided we needed to do something more. So we started a drinking club in the great culinary tradition of Auguste Escoffier. So following those leads, though, we decided that really we needed to do something more and reach out and be self-congratulatory and share our culinary knowledge with each other. And we started doing whole animal butchery workshops with Master Butcher Ben Forbes, who's in the house tonight.
Oh, Master Butcher Ben Forbes.
Table breaking whole hogs at on the table of pizza impresario Matt Cable, who's also with us today.
Woohoo!
Can I personally add, if you don't have any of Ben Forbes' meats in your restaurant, you're messing up.
And so then we decided, after doing these whole animal butcheries and fermentation practica and these other collegial exchange in the spirit of the UNESCO Creative Cities Networks and really trying to build one another, we needed to do some community outreach as well and bring the public into it and to thank the fabulous dining community of Tucson and put on a series of dinners and also to sort of fund our mentoring and our education program, which is really what we're about, and being able to reach out and provide education.
And so you've done two or three of these dinners so
we've
far?
We've done three of the Gut Dinner series this summer.
Three of the Gut Dinners. You've got one coming up, I think, October.
October 1st.
October 1st. And this is the biggest and baddest and best one, at least that I've heard of. I mean, the creativity is unstoppable when it comes to putting together these menus and these themes. But what do you guys have on deck, Gary Hickey, for this next Gut Dinner? I mean, you guys are going to be breaking into the streets.
We're breaking into the streets. So we're doing the block party on Broadway. I got together with Devin about a month ago, and we thought, what a better way to end summer, you know, kind of welcome back the kids and start season, as it were, in Tucson. So we said, what if we just did, instead of doing one whole pig, because that was the plan, what if we do four?
Right. And may God bless you and the Hickey household for that wisdom.
So we kind of said, well, where would we do it? Well, we have a parking lot in between both of our restaurants, so let's do it there. That parking lot has four corners, so let's do four pigs. Let's pick four people to do four pigs, and then pick, you know, another 16 people to do sides. So there's going to be a collaborative 20 chefs working on this whole
20
wow. chefs working on this whole whole thing, and we got four local breweries. Barrio's one of them. We got Pueblo Vito, Dillinger, and Crooked Tooth. Yeah. So they're all going to be joining us Sunday, October, in the parking lot of Arizona Avenue and Broadway. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's $40. Pretty much all you can eat pork.
$40?
All you can eat pork and beer. DJ.
And you've got swine and surround sound.
Swine and surround sound.
Smell. Yeah.
Surround. Yeah.
If I can add anything, I could say this is the I proudly purchased my first ticket to
awesome.
One of your Gut Dinners for this particular one. So it sounds like I purchased the right one.
This is going to be a good one.
I've been hearing a lot.
Take it easy on you for
sure. Yeah. Yeah. I need to ease into it.
So how does this work? I mean, you're issued a plate and
basically
some flatware, and you work your way around the...
Essentially, we got four chefs that kind of took the helm. My man Matt Cable over here
Woo!
For Fresco. Yep, he's going to bring his rig.
A Tucson original.
Tucson original. He's going to bring his rig and smoke a whole hog. Right. Michael Elefante from Mama Louisa's, he's going to try to pull off a whole pork porchetta. So that's going to be interesting to watch.
Wow.
We'll see what happens there. My man Obadiah from Mountain Noise. Oyster Club, he's going to do the cajachina, so a very traditional old way to roast the pig.
Right on.
And I fell into the arms of a 160-pound bad boy from Jirac Compart, so we're going to go ahead and do that al pastor on the spit.
Oh, absolutely
beautiful.
Gorgeous. Okay, so it's all happening again on October the 1st from 3 to 6 p.m. Tickets are only $40 for an all-you-can-eat extravaganza, local craft beers on tap. Now, this thing is going to sell out. The community is going to turn out in huge numbers. What's the best and most efficient and quickest way that our listeners can get reservations so Gary Hickey does not have to say no to anybody?
No, but
because I've seen him do that, and it's not pretty.
Go to eventbrite.com. We are a featured event, so we're right at the top of the page. You can purchase tickets there. We just added kids' tickets for $15. So bring the kids. It's going to be a family affair, so definitely come out for that.
Gastronomic Union of Tucson, we thank you, Gary Hickey, and you, Devin Sanner, and your entire cavalcade of chefs here from across Tucson. Make sure you do not miss this event, because if you love Whole Hog and you love Gary Hickey and Devin Sanner like I do, and you love local craft beer, this is an event you don't want to miss. Anyway, good luck, guys. This is going to be a crazy event.
$40 is a steal.
Absolutely.
This, so.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, Cade Bislinski is in the house talking about sausages and suds from the capital of sausages and suds in Southern Arizona. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Summer is here, fellow foodies, and Chef Victor Padilla has designed a fresh new menu that celebrates the flavors of the season at one of my favorite Foothills eateries, Commoner & Co. This exciting menu is inspired by Victor's own dedication to the kinds of dishes that are visually overwhelming, yet easy and approachable on the palate, like his new sea scallops that have already become a house favorite with roasted cauliflower, root vegetable chips, cauliflower puree, and a citrus Calabrian gremolata. It is a work of art. or his airline chicken, a playful twist on the famous poultry dish that he slow simmers in butter and bacon fat. I know, right? And to quench your thirst, General Manager Kim Kaiser has curated a brand new cocktail menu that's all about light and bright, like the Starshine Surprise, anchored by a beautiful bourbon, fresh grapefruit and strawberry, and a hard cider reduction. Now that's my kind of summer sipper. The flavors of summer are being served up now at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. It's all about fresh. Ultra premium, first cold press. And trust me, these distinctions make a world of difference in extra virgin olive oils. And some of my favorite flavors of the world are now on tap at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Stop in today to learn what the Southern Hemisphere tastes like. From the mild Arbosana from Chile, a delicate oil with notes of green almond and banana, to the Picholine from Australia, a big and pungent oil that delivers loads of spice and pepper on your palate. Sample more than 20 gourmet olive oils in Alfonso's portfolio, along with a delicious lineup of aged balsamic vinegars that will transform your home into an Italian marketplace. And while you're there, discover some great gift ideas for your next party, try out some fun kitchen accessories, and sign up for their series of community cooking classes and other special events throughout the year. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to Matt Russell broadcasting live from Oktoberfest Central at Bar Passé on 4th Avenue,
yeah,
between 6th and 7th Street. Again, we're here with our celebrity co-host, a man who knows a thing or two about the old world, especially when it is served in a giant mug, Sherwood Alger from Hensley Beverage Company. Having fun catching up with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Yes, sir. It's my pleasure.
We're going to be talking to you in a little bit about some events that are coming up in town, because as I said at the top of the show, wherever you go, the party just follows.
I can't wait. So a lot of it has to do with the person sitting next to me here, Mr. Cade Malinsky.
Okay, now you're just gonna get. He's just gonna go to his head, you know. Yeah. And you know, and Cade, I gotta say, I'm so excited that we're doing the show. Not only because I love the Oktoberfest season and what that feels like, what that smells like, what it sounds like. Yeah. But, you know, you're talking to one of the busiest conceptors in all of Southern Arizona. He had a busy week last week. We're going to be talking to him a little bit later on in the show about exactly what happened on Thursday of this week. But here we are, and here he is in all of its magnificence.
Dude.
A man who looks as good with that headset on as anyone else.
Thank you.
Is a restaurateur extraordinaire, the man behind some of the most creative concepts in town. Mr. Cade Malinsky is here.
Who's that?
Can we get it? We get a cheers for that.
Thanks, man. All right, peace to you.
Dude, it's a nice surprise.
Cheers.
We are drinking Spaten Oktoberfest at the beginning of the season, you know, preparing our palates for some sausages. I mean, this is how we do it here at Bar Passé.
How hot was it today? 102?
There's
this makes total sense, right?
October
rolls us right down.
Right. So, you know, take us back, because I don't think you've been on the show talking about, you know, Café Passé, Bar Passé, since you kind of, took the reins. But this is such a fun kind of kickback place to come. I love the fact that you've created this concept around the old world spirit. Talk a little bit about
I didn't create the concept. It was here already, you know. Sabine brought it up to that point where it was a German kind of thing, and I felt like, going back to my childhood, imagine that. The Polish and the old European and that kind of stuff, and the steins we had in our, you know, everyone had like a den or a basement, and they had these kind of glasses hanging, you know, these mugs and stuff. So the steins, and that was it. And then we made a lot of sausage growing up, and here we are. So when we came in, you know, everyone knows Café Passé is about the patio,
right?
It's the secret patio back there, so in the garden. And there you go.
So you want to go ahead and about disclose the password to get into the patio on this show? I mean,
eat brats. Yeah,
it's the only beer garden down here.
It's a real beer garden. And it really is. It's built around that whole style, that whole spirit.
It's a hidden gem for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to. You know, you try things in Tucson and they don't work. But we'll get back to it. You know, rotten beer when the weather gets a little colder. Honestly, and that's the whole point, I think. All I know right now in Munich and in Germany, it is, there's billion of gallons of beer drank right now.
For sure. So. Well, I know between Sherwood and myself, we're making a serious dent in your inventory. What do you love about 4th Avenue down here, Cade?
Well, I mean, it makes me feel young, that's for sure. I mean, I used to run Brooklyn Pizza, so that was 20 years ago.
Was that 20 years ago?
20 years ago, we were on this street celebrating our championship. So, you know, we have a concept for that coming up.
I was here. I was at the hut that night. And I was living in D.C. at the time. I was out here on business, and it was perfect time because we got a chance to go down there and see the game. I was here watching all the chaos unfold after that big win.
You know, and then another thing is the other fellow business owners. You know, Jill just walked in, and I see Tony and everybody on the street. So there's a sense of like we have a group text when there's someone bad coming in the restaurant. We all know to tell our doors and that kind of when it gets a little party too hard. So, but yeah, there's this European thing that reminds me. And then we fell in love with it. And then I wanted to do the Oktoberfest. I think we talked about this in February. Right here. We got the brats coming up. Here's the special that we're doing.
Wow.
So we're going to get to the food part in a minute. So, Sherwood, you're going to have to exercise, like, remarkable restraint. Because the photos are going to be up on all of our social media properties. So when I think about a brat, this is what I think about. This is a breakfast, lunch, and dinner for champions. But let's get back to the beer program in a minute. So Old World is kind of what drives the conversation here. Can we find local craft beers here at
Bar
Passe?
We have four. We have four local freshies, and then we have the four old schools. And so... Spot and I love their regular, but their Oktoberfest kind of reminds me a little of Negro Modelo in a way.
I can add to that. Yeah, Negro Modelo is actually a Vienna style lager.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this with our Micheladas moving forward.
Oh, excellent.
Beautiful. And then that's
going to be really beautiful. You know those caramely notes like you talked
exactly
about?
Exactly right.
You know the malt notes coming together with the
I don't know about that. It just tastes good.
and it just works. And again, just to add a little caveat there, like this is a massive plate of bratwurst and amazing potato salad, and with the
it's $10. It's a pretty great deal.
$10,
and that starts today, and it runs through when all of Oktoberfest season came.
October 3rd, yeah, that's Sunday, the second.
Yeah, only here at the bar cafe.
But we'll probably run that through October because most people think Oktoberfest starts.
That's right.
October 1st.
All right, so we're up against a hard news break. I got to do a quick break. We're going to hear all of the latest news, real, fake, and otherwise. And we are also going to thank some more sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to roll up our sleeves and dive headfirst into these brats in this live Oktoberfest celebration from Bar Passe. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tankaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from this special Oktoberfest edition from Bar Passe on 4th Avenue, of course, between 6th and 7th Street. We got a brat plate special for you fellow
sounds
foodies.
Good.
We have a local pork brat here, which Caden Slinsky is going to tell us about in a second. We've got a great side, and that's a serious side, of German potato salad or chips with a draft spotten Oktoberfest beer. Again, that is only $10 for everything I mentioned, and it would be a disservice to our sponsors if I didn't mention them, because without them, this show simply would not be possible, and I would not have the privilege of running my mouth and eating and drinking every Saturday at 5 o'clock were not for our forward-thinking sponsors. So please support them. Support them with your money, your business, and your loyalty. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Maynard's Market and Kitchen, Tucson Foodie, Tino's Pizza, Jerry's Cigars, and Russell Public Communications. All great businesses, small businesses in town, and we want you to support them. We're back here with our celebrity co-host from Hensley Beverage Company, craft specialist Sherwood Alger. Now, before we get to the food, You've got some events coming up that you want our listeners to know about. And as I said, wherever Sherwood goes, the party kind of follows. So well, I'm going to take you wherever you lead me.
Yes, sir. I'd love to just give a couple quick plugs. First of all, with another one of Senor Cade Malinsky's concepts, Swirl Corners. I would have to say, you know, I do quite a few monthly beer dinners around town, and in my experience, it's been the most successful. Chef CJ Ham, you know, quite an amazing individual character.
He's a hero. I mean, let's just call it what just, it is. Just don't tell amazing. Him I call him that, though. Will you not share that?
Yeah.
Now, I was very blessed to have 10 out of 12 of their beer dinners this year.
Wow.
The last remaining two is November 13th with Sierra Nevada and December 11th with Elysian. I've just been just blown away just by the response and just how well their staff is just I don't have to worry about a single thing. I just worry about getting the beer there.
No, it works great, and the love that CJ shows, and that, you know, that talks to the synergy between the three of you, between David, CJ, and
Dave is amazing.
And it's the one thing, you know, I have 90 team members now, but
90.
Dave, and Dave is my operator,
right?
You know what I mean? My job is really to produce and help and say, hey, why don't we just have a beer dinner planned out? So he taught me long-term planning, and I'm going to do it the same with Italian wines at a steakhouse that my friend is running.
So
on the other side of his company, Colin, on the wine side, they're going to be involved and do the same thing of what Sherwood has placed down over.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that, because last November I sat down with Dave and we planned the entire year of 2017, each month, which beer dinner we were doing with which brewery, and it's been so successful.
And you can't plan these menus without drinking while you're planning.
You know, and
so if you need a wingman,
well, just builds
the guests. I'm there to help. I'm all about service, Sherwood.
Well, the chef like CJ, you know, I had to just give him minimal details, and he just takes it.
Yeah.
And Dave as well. Don't let me forget that. Dave works hand in hand with Chef CJ, and they really do their research and the history of each city, where the breweries are, and plan it out. I just want to mention a couple other places.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Jackson Bar and Eatery. I know Isaac Moreham is a very good friend of CJ Ham as well. We just started doing some monthly beer dinners there. You know, he just does a phenomenal job. We've got October 10th with Founders, November 7th with Sierra Nevada, and December 12th with Four Peaks. I hope everybody can check that out, too. I do some monthlies at Noble Hops as well. But, you know, like I said, I don't want to take up much of that time. I just want to give a couple plugs out here and thank you to Cade for all of his concepts. And I know there's more coming. The guy just amazes me left and right, just how many different concepts he can come up with.
I mean, you look up amazing in the dictionary.
Successful. We do.
And
half
of our listeners are saying,
I have six more by the end of the year.
Yeah. But I'm glad you brought up these beer pairing dinners, because that's that was the venue for when you and I first met.
Yeah.
We met at a Modern Times a brewing company beer dinner. And I love the way that you, in a retail fashion, went from table to table, talking about the beers that you were showcasing, talking about how each of the flavor profiles in the beers matched uniquely with each of the flavors from the dishes. So it's not just coming and eating and drinking, it's getting this educational experience as well. Hear from the chef, hear from the brewery representative, and then really have this much better experience with what you're investing in. I think that's a huge return.
Thank you for that. No, you're exactly right. It's all about the experience of the guest. I'm there to work, but I work and play in the same sentence. You know, I've been in this industry about 14 years because I love it. It's my life, and I can honestly say I'm very happy to do that, and especially working with, you know, amazing, successful. Yeah. I learn a lot from these chefs.
I love you too.
I don't even know where to go from there. I'm getting all aflutter.
He's talking about this creative energy that's happening where people are producing and collaborating through different things. In some, you know, especially with like the sausage, with Ben here and with what Rod's doing and what Kelsey's doing and Kent's doing, like we are blessed to have five local producers,
you know,
all using different animals and different things and pushing different ideas. You know, some of them like doing alligator and rabbit, some like doing traditional, that kind of stuff. And that's where I'm at with it, where same thing with the coffee. You know, we have such an amazing scene on that kind of stuff. And those are inputs that we're trying to showcase through our restaurants and whatnot. You know, going back to the long-term thing, restaurant guys, I think we all want to be more long-term, especially with marketing and PR and having all that out. And, you know, it's the non-restaurant person that teaches me more about restaurants and how to operate and produce them and what's important to them, yeah, you know, the hospitality absolutely. And whatnot. So that's what drives me. And especially here, you couldn't get simpler with what we wanted to do with beer and brats.
Right.
Two things that work hand in hand. And I'm the idea with my sausage and with the Dragoon is my flavor package. Like sausage is a flavor vehicle system. And you're taking all this flavor and packaging inside. But the thing is if you don't cook it right, you don't boil it, you know, slow boil it up, and then grill it at the end, you're not doing all that work justice. So a lot of people eat sausage, you just throw it in a pan and dry it out or whatever. So the big part of it is that the sausage is part of the plate for me too.
Right, right.
You know, it's the mustard that I get from Cleveland from the guy that has the pickle license with Nathan's. It's a guy named Carl Herman. His family's from outside of where I'm from in Ohio, outside Cleveland. Wow. We have a really good baseball team, and this is because it's the mustard.
And my condolences on game 23, by the way.
You know what? 22 is good because
22 is great.
The Giants record isn't exactly the same because it's just 26 it's 26 games in a row. It's
right.
not a streak
right.
in the sense of one season
right.
and
right.
and whatnot.
It's
so
it's a big deal. My Orioles,
it's a big deal.
I think, have lost 23 in a row. What a coincidence! But I digress. So we're gonna get to the tasting element here in a minute and talk a little bit about what really kind of distinguishes these sausages when you bring that Cade kind of twist to it. But talk a little bit about your sausage menu. So we're talking about pork sausage brats here.
Right.
You've got veggie brats. Talk about the spectrum.
The lamb.
Well, the big one is the Moroccan lamb is the one that mm-hmm. is really blowing people away, and it's just the spice package. You know, for me, it's you know, we're taking breakfast sausage and putting breakfast sausages in the same size as a real link, and then we're putting it on with gravy, hash browns, two eggs on it. So it's a breakfast sausage.
Ridiculous.
You know, a lot like in Time Market, I got a chance to make a dish, breakfast pizza, and that was in 2006.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing where I want to make a breakfast hoagie, and then I was like, okay, just put the egg and all that, but there wasn't enough bite back on it. So
right.
then I'm like, okay, let's take – why is breakfast sausage flavor only in little links and patties? Why has no one decided to do –
That's so Cade. That is so Cade.
You said it perfectly. That is Cade.
So why not make a full link and then, you know, have a breakfast sausage sandwich? And that was my idea, because here the bagel egg sandwich is kind of legendary. You know, I'm not – people love the honey with the spicy – that's not my thing, but – this is, I saw this actually at a Kansas City, my friend sent me a picture. He was in Kansas City and they had something like this at the ballpark.
Oh my God.
I didn't see the gravy in the picture, and he's like, don't forget the gravy. So here, this is straight traditional. Kielbasa, even growing up, you know, it was always pierogas, kielbasa, a pile of sauerkraut, like 3 pounds of sauerkraut. I mean, that was what we ate a lot of, cabbage and all that stuff. But
plus a grandfather who used to put Jameson Irish whiskey in his
yeah,
cereal.
Yeah, that was the other side of the family.
Oh, okay.
Well, that side of the family was actually the spaghetti and ribeye.
Is that where you got where you got the concept for Batch?
Yeah, well, he did. I got it from that and also from a really cool restaurant in Columbus called Whitney Park. And they were using a lot of elderberry stuff with their cereals. They were doing like Fruit of the Loops and that kind of stuff. And we were like, well, we got whiskey. Let's just do that. And so my favorite is Jack Frost down there. And speaking of Batch, we just put in some new liquor boxes, and we're really kind of programming it different.
The setting is great.
It looks like we got some great neighbors, 1055. We couldn't be more excited.
That's huge.
If you haven't checked out all of Cade's restaurants around town, I highly recommend it. I mean, he can list them off. I mean, there's.
Have you been to Cheesecake Factory?
We're not going to find.
That's
it
one of my favorite places.
We're going to find Dragoon sausage at Cheesecake Factory. Now you talked about the Dragoon brat.
Yeah.
Now it's not
just the spent grain. So he just Tristan just drops it off to Kent in the back.
Okay,
and then,
but listen to Cade Sherwood. It's like that's just kind of the spent grain. Because that's just another day at the office for Cade Mislinski. But we're talking about using spent grain from a local brewer in the sausage.
Yeah, and then you got the Dragoon, and then you slow boil in a beer. But you don't want to shock the sausage. You got to be gentle to the sausage.
No limitations to what you can do with sausages. Like Ben Forbes here. He was very fortunate too. I dropped him off some Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest beer. He made some bratwurst with it, and it's pretty amazing.
Now, is he gentle with the sausage? I mean, Cade, I think that could very well be.
Well, this is the thing about
be gentle with the sausage, please.
This is the thing about the scene in Tucson is Ben and I have never met, but we've heard about each other for a long time.
And that's what On the Menu Live is all
about.
That's
what you're bringing
sausage lovers together, Matt. That's huge. So, I mean, after this, we'll set up a tasting next week and go from there and
so much fun.
Get ideas and collab together.
I love it. You know, and that's
creativity.
That's the spirit, right? I mean, look, I remember sitting Kyle Jefferson with Pueblo Vida down when he first opened his brewery. And I'm thinking, okay, dude, really? Another brewery? I mean, and I'm excited about it because there can't be too many as far as I'm concerned. And I said, you know, aren't you concerned about the level of competition in this community? He said, dude, I don't have competitors. I have collaborators.
It's community.
You know?
Yeah.
And you don't, and it's not an atypical to see another brewer at pouring beers at another. Yeah, exactly. That's the kind of the same thing that we're talking about. So it's community, it's collaboration, it's sharing the same love and passion for a guest experience because that's what the commitment is.
You're exactly right, because in the end, the customer wins.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
Well, I win with this sausage in my mouth, Sherwood Alger.
I can't wait to dig
in. So, okay, now, as Sherwood said, this is a plateful. For $10, again,
is a bargain.
It is a bargain. Cade is actually beginning to demonstrate the protocol, so I don't want to do anything to violate the protocol. He's actually slicing. Now, you're only doing that to share and share around.
Yeah.
Now, would I be violating any protocol here at Bar Passai if I literally hoisted this sausage and put it in my mouth?
You could do it. Let's do it. Right. Let's take a picture of that.
I mean, because you guys can buy your own show. This is my show, and I'm going to eat. By the way, there's never been a better time to originate a home loan. You know what? I mean, the rates are great. The market has been behaving. Whether you're looking to refinance, whether you're looking to buy a home, whether you're looking to just sit down and talk to a guy who understands the science of mortgages.
Who's that?
He happens to be sitting right behind you from Sun Street Mortgage. Right. Danny Plattner is here. Now, I got to say, if you're even contemplating this whole idea, and it can be overwhelming, it can be complex, there can be some mysteries involved in a mortgage process, let Danny just give you the opportunity to take a breath, answer your questions, have a real, honest conversation about the mortgage process. Let him be a part of taking you to the streets that takes you home. Anyway, I'm going to have a bite of this brat. Natural casings, Cade Mislinski.
Yes,
first thing I'm going to be looking for, once I get past the buoyancy of the bun, the buoyancy is very important to me, I'm going to be looking for the snap. I'm going to be looking for that pop of that natural casing. So I'm going in. Sherwood, you take over because I'm going in.
I will gladly take over. Like I said, I just wanted to say how much of a blessing it is to be in the same presence of all these amazing chefs. You know, Matt Russell, Cade, like I said, is such an amazing partner with all of his restaurant concepts. And I've heard that he has a few more on the way. I would not be surprised at that. He's just a...
Gary and Travis and I are going to talk after.
Oh, yeah. He's just a plethora of ideas. And that's what I really thrive on. And I have to say, on the offside, the music scene, I think music and food really go along. And I think we both have an affinity for music and food. And how much I've learned from... Really, you know, working with all of these chefs all around town, and there's some in my presence that I have first time meeting. I'm really excited to possibly even have a chance to work with these guys because they're, you know, some of the most professional people in town possible.
So, clearly, you don't know them well enough.
Sure would. You sell beer, man. You sell beer.
Your story is great.
I'm a big foodie though. Like you know, in my personal time, I cook with beer, wine. Spirits all the time.
Have you tried this brat?
I'm about to.
Okay, so
I'm just trying to fill the time while you get your dig on.
The bun is killer. I mean, the bun really does make a difference. And the first thing, as I said, what I look for is that pop and that snap right through the casing.
So
and I got a little burst.
You gotta boil
a little burst.
It,
so you got to boil it down. And then did you throw these on the grill to finish them off? And that is sort of kind of caramelize the exterior a little bit, or what's happening there?
I want to do it with mesquite wood and do different wood so you get more of a smoked, not a traditional smoked, because I don't like traditional smoked, I don't like it because it's already cooked, you know what I mean?
Right.
I want to smoke the outside makes more sense to me, but.
All right, so I went in on that brat. Again, beautiful, tender, moist. It gave me a little squirt.
Wow.
As I was taking that first bite. You know, the beautiful kind of the bitterness from that kraut, the creaminess of that mustard, that gravy.
The mustard is.
It's just killer. Cleveland inspired. And after I had a mouthful, I went right back to that spot, right back to that Oktoberfest to finish the symphony that was happening inside my mouth. And you could not have, when it comes to sausages and suds, a better pairing than this Dragoon brat and this spot in Oktoberfest.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, I always stress when at every beer dinner I ever do, it's a little bit of a tedious motion, but I always recommend taking a bite of your food and then a sip of the beer right after, continuously throughout the meal, so you get the full experience intended.
That, you know, for
it's
me,
so important.
Sorry. That brat, it's just supposed to eat really comfortable. This is comfort food for all the Eastern Europeans.
Yeah, this is it.
I mean, growing up, that was it, because you can say, you know, get all your meat, freeze it, and then, you know, boil it up, and then you bring life back to the sausage after it's been in the freezer.
Right.
But this is all fresh. You know, we don't put anything in. But, yeah, like the snap's super important to me. And it's great to be in a market where there's so many sausage connoisseurs and where everyone's kind of pushing and being honest with each other and salt levels and different things and putting, you know, fennel and anise and all these different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorites, like we were saying, is the Moroccan. But we do a chicken. Yeah. Or Ken does a chicken habanero for me. And my thing is, local is really important to all of us.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't good, none of us would be here. So that's the thing. You have to be good.
Next part of the story, right.
You know what I mean? And
pushing
each other in a gentle kind of way. I mean, we're all on the same team, but because we're all trying to beat against the grocery store and the main chains.
And the big box, right.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. Another reason why we're here is to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a gift card to experience Bar Passé for themselves. Come on in here and have a brat and some potato salad, some great beers in this super funky kind of Euro-inspired setting. Kate, have you thought about a fun question to ask our listeners today?
Yes.
Okay. Can you share it with us?
Yes.
Because we'll throw out a question if you don't have any ideas. But just
okay.
Hit it.
What are the two old world beers on tap right now at Bar Passé?
Okay.
From Sherwood?
Nice.
Sherwood, you're not eligible. Don't pick up the phone. Put your phone down. Okay. Sherwood from Hensley Beverage Company now has two old world beers on tap at Bar Passé, and we want to know what they are. First person with the right answer that sends me a note is going to get a Bar Passé gift card. The address is onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in gets a gift card. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be rounding out the show with Cade, talking about what happened to him this Thursday night. It is going to change Stone Avenue for good. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Class.
Well, here I am at Boca Tacos and Tequila in their new location on 4th Avenue, and I just ran into Chef Maria Maison. What's up, Chef?
Hola, Mateo. So what do you think? Do you like my new restaurant?
Are you kidding me? It's perfect. Such a great setting for a culinary and cocktail kickback in a totally casual atmosphere. And check it out. I'm surrounded by two of my favorite things, tacos and tequilas, on this great patio.
Oh, lucky you. And you know these are real tacos, made with real food and premium spirits, craft beer, wine to keep the fiesta going.
But what do you mean by real food?
It's all about the elegance, Matt, with gourmet flavors in more than 20 varieties of real Sonoran tacos, with premium proteins, fresh produce, and I promise you will not find sour cream and bright yellow cheese anywhere.
And seven salsas made fresh every single day, from mild and chill to blow your mind hot, right?
You got it, dude, but enough talking. You look ready for a shot.
I'm in.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at bocatacos.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Bar Passé on 4th Avenue between 6th and 7th Street, having a great bratwurst-driven broadcast, talking about sausages and suds with our celebrity co-host from the Hensley Beverage Company, the Honorable Sherwood Alger. You know, the hour is almost done, man. I mean, how does that happen?
It goes by so quick, you know. And not to sound cliche, but I am actually having fun right now, you know.
Well, I would hope
that's
so.
That's good.
Because that's what this show is all about.
It seems like
Absolutely.
You're having fun.
Right. Yeah, a little drink. A little food, and you get to sit at the feet of Cade Miss Linsky.
That's fantastic.
And all the reverence that he is due.
And this is one of my third events today, just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
I just came from Tap and Puddle, and now I'm going to Monsoons after this.
Well, right on.
It's a busy day today.
It is a busy day. But
this is by far the highlight. This is my highlight of my day,
I wanted this today to be the start of season for my company, and it really is feeling like that at all the places.
Totally,
I get you, man. Three events in a day.
That's pale in comparison what Cade does on a daily basis.
That's right. Well, you know
what?
I'm only part time, dude.
He's been a busy boy these days. When is he not? But something happened on Thursday of this week that electrified this community. He did something down on there on Stone Avenue.
Yeah, in the old Damiano's.
And the old Damiano's, and I was thrilled that he chose this radio show to make the announcement a couple of months ago about his newest concept, which just opened up on Thursday night. We're so excited about Classic!
Yeah!
Hey, seriously!
Thank you.
Tell
it's
us
been,
what...
for me, the project just ended, and now the restaurant begins. It's been, it was 6 months. You know, I actually got a chance to look at this property, the busiest gem show day. And I'm like, I can't deal with this right now, but I love this. So let's get the paperwork started, and then here we go. So we're down the road, and then. But, you know, I worked there when it was Little Bohemia. It was from the same owner as Green Frog, right before he passed away.
Right.
And but his food was so amazing. It was all German. His spetzel, his schnitzels, and all that kind of stuff. It really reminded me of my grandparents, even though I'm Polish. It's still, like, the food was right in there.
Right.
And I didn't make any money as a server. And that was my last job, literally before I went and started working at Wildflower. Mm-hmm. And I left El Charro 3 months downtown. Had a great experience. Couldn't learn more from Marcus and Ray Sr. Yeah. They're the guiding lights in my career, for sure.
The guiding, write that down, Gary Hickey. The guiding lights in my career, cue the symphony violins.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's amazing the bouquet that Christ has grown from Wildflower.
It is true.
Well.
No, I learned so much from them and their friends and everything. Anyways, and then here we go. So Classic was an idea that a friend told me 5 years ago, and then my name is from a TV show, from a Western show. It's about an Irish guy that goes to Texas, and it showed filmed in it aired in 1971, but it was during the same time as problems at Wounded Knee and whatnot, so it didn't do well. And Henry Mancini did the thing, so I always had a Western connection, and the big one is my son. We go to Old Tucson every 6 months. He dresses up.
I love that.
And he walks into the space and he goes, this is it. This is your Western restaurant. And then, you know, a mentor of mine said, I've been waiting for a Kate Steakhouse, and it's completely different than anyone else is doing. I hope. If I don't win best of, you know, if Harvest wins best spaghetti
best
Western
spaghetti.
Restaurant. and much love to Reza and everybody. But,
oh, look, we got Reza on line three.
Yeah, Reza's on Reza, I love you. So it's just one of those things where it's a big – we're using pizza plates. We're using a 14-inch pizza plate. We're putting a 24-ounce T-bone or porterhouse, I think 28. Mm. Mine is a ribeye. That's always been my deal.
Right.
So a bone-in 22-ounce with a pile of spaghetti.
Right on the same – right
And then
right on plate,
you
right
get a super salad. Yeah, we're going to have a super salad bar set up probably next week. Lunch will be in a couple weeks, but
I saw some pictures online of the little bowl. Is it like a queso with spinach? What is that little bowl?
Yeah, just cream spinach on the plate.
Oh,
yeah,
that looked amazing.
The thing I'm really proud about is our meatball, because we're adding it's five meatballs. It's just not one meat or just pork and beef. We're doing pork, beef, veal, and then we're adding salami and mortadella. And the mortadella is really adding like a fat texture or a flavor, and then a creaminess to the meatball. So you can get just spaghetti, or you can do it mixed together. Whatever you kind of want to do.
Gorgeous.
One of my favorite is the prime rib with fettuccine Alfredo. It really reminds me of being a kid, and it's one of those things. And then I just got the TV installed, so you're watching, you're hearing the whistling on the radio, you know, on the stereo.
As
and,
you should to complete
but,
that.
But you know, the space was built as a classic restaurant.
Tell everybody exactly where the restaurant is.
So 1535 North Stone, right next to Sparkle Cleaner and the Federation of Eagles and New Enterprise. I really believe in the Stone Corridor. You know, it definitely had its time in the 80s and 90s.
I started pouring drinks at the Bum Steer in 1986,
right.
87.
And that was one
and
of
I
the best.
And I had hope back then, finally starting to come together.
That was the best burger. I mean, that was when burgers were costing $4.45. Like $4.45, and you were getting, like, everything on it.
Burger Madness.
It was stacked. Yep. It was Burger
That's
Madness.
Right. Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's where it started. So, you know, there's that, and I really, the pho restaurant right there, we have Mother Hubbard's just down the road kind of capping. And then what Brother John's is doing is amazing.
Yeah.
I drive by and I'm like, man, they got it going on.
That's where I met Sherwood.
Yeah, those,
Brother John's.
It's amazing. With those, they literally turn it into a nightclub two nights a week.
So it's the area is called Bronx Park, but I'm calling it the Uptown Stone District.
Oh, and seeing
how far,
of course you are.
Seeing how far I can get with that. But the Bronx Park, I'm really proud of that area. And just being a neighborhood Italian and steakhouse restaurant.
You guys doing happy hour? Open what time?
Yeah, it's we're going to open next week at 4.
Okay.
And it's going to be 4 to 6, 4 to 7, Monday through Friday, happy hour. And then we're doing the Rolling Rock program with Sherwood.
Oh, right on.
Very,
very
so they're
going
to make
that.
Us a classic lager. because Rolling Rock is a classic lager.
Right.
Am I right?
From what is that? From New Latrobe,
yeah,
Pennsylvania.
It's always traditionally been a premium beer. You know, ever since they signed on with AB, they just wanted to get in the more hands of people, and they kind of lowered the price on it. But it's been sustainably the premium.
It's the horse
beer.
Connection for me too. Yeah, so and with the racing and you know,
and I love that, all your concepts and everything you do within each concept always takes you back to those formative years, to the years learning from your parents, your grandparents. Yeah. There was always such a fun element of his journey that is manifest in each of his concepts. So anyway, Ken Mislinski, hour goes by so fast when you're having fun. Thanks so much. Bar Passé, Cafe Passé, go see him at Classic. Sherwood Alger with Hensley Beverage Company, libating this community with love. Thanks for everything that you do.
Thank you so much.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers. Come on down. We'll see you. Woo.